Oh,
choice.
Your own body.
Sorry. If you want to get an abortion, get an abortion. If I want to get the vaccine, I get to choose. So you can't force, if I can't force you to get an abortion, you shouldn't be able to force
me to get
the...
Because it's not about you. It's about people you interact with. And that's the social contract of public
health.
Hey, what's up, folks? So Patrick Bet David got in a great debate with Neil deGrasse Tyson about the experts, etc.
We don't even know if the vaccine worked or not at the time.
Yes, that's what the trials are. Dude, that's why these trials... are you missing data out there?
But let me ask you a question. Are we saying only one type of scientists are right?
No, we're saying that the system in place...
The 16,000 that signed that...
No. The system in place...
We're going to watch that full clip and react to it. Also, we need to talk about how the American Academy of Pediatrics is now adding surgery for 13-year-olds and medication for 12-year-olds to their guidelines for how to deal with obesity. Crazy stuff. And last but not least, apparently some Twitter files came out about former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who left the FDA and went to Pfizer's board of directors and was apparently pressuring Twitter to censor content that he did not like. And I saw on Scott's Twitter he's making the case that publishing some of his private emails is putting him in danger from threats. We'll explore that story as well. God bless you. It's going to be a great show. Welcome to Dream Rare Podcast. Thanks to everybody supporting on patreon.com/raretalk.
It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dream Rare Podcast. I want to react to Patrick Bet David, who hosts a great podcast. He debated Neil deGrasse Tyson on this clip about trusting the experts around the data and the efficacy. And before I play that clip, I just want to say Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying, you know, you have to trust the system in place. We have a system in place. Well, I want to play this minute and a half clip I made for Instagram about the system in place and how Associated Press and American Pediatric Group, I don't know their name, I'll play the clip and you'll find out. They're now suggesting for 13-year-olds surgery if you're obese, for 12-year-olds medication, for 13-year-olds surgery. They just shut down the whole country, lockdowns. You couldn't go to sports, kids couldn't go to school, they get fatter, and now you have the experts in place suggesting surgery over diet and exercise. I mean, talk to your local doctor. I'm not a health expert, you know, disclaimer, but this is absolutely psychotic. So let's watch this clip real quick and then we'll react to Neil deGrasse Tyson. So this week, AP put out, children struggling with obesity should be evaluated and treated early and aggressively, including with medications for kids as young as 12 and surgery for those as young as 13, according to the new guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics. According to the article, the longstanding practice of watchful waiting or delaying treatment to see whether children or teens outgrow or overcome obesity on their own only worsens the problem that affects more than 14.4 million young people in the US. Right, so you guys could lock down children's sports and cut off their access to exercise, but recommend surgery for 13-year-olds over an exercise and diet plan that'll get them in shape. What is wrong with you psychopaths? Seriously. They're recommending surgeries for 13-year-olds during the government lockdowns when they shut down sports, schools, kids exercise. Childhood obesity obviously rose, and then a few years afterwards, they're like, medication and surgery for these kids. I don't think a lot of people understand how evil Big Pharma has become and how intertwined they've become with both sides of politics, media, and our health industry. Now, I'm calling for the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, but mostly the Republican Party, because unfortunately, for some reason, it seems like a lot of Democrats got brainwashed into slobbering over Big Pharma and falling for every propaganda narrative. But one of these parties has to make it close to a number one issue to rein in Big Pharma, because America will not be great or healthy until they do so. I mean, this is just disgusting. All right, so I'm gonna react to that Neil deGrasse Tyson clip, but I just wanna say to Neil, you know, this is the system in place that you tell us to trust. They made kids fatter by taking away kids' sports under the guise of COVID restrictions. And now that kids are getting fatter in this country, right? It's not their diet. It's not the food they're eating. It's not our culture. You should just go get surgery. That's what the American Pediatrics Group is saying. I mean, this is just insano stuff. But let's watch the clip at hand real quick. And this is Patrick Bet David having a debate with Neil deGrasse Tyson, who gets very emotional and very, very upset. Angry guy, that Neil deGrasse fed Tyson Bison, or whatever his name is. Neil deGrasse fed, whatever.
choice. Your own body. Your own body.
If you want to get an abortion, get an abortion. If I want to get the vaccine, I get to choose. So you can't force. If I can't force you to get an abortion, you shouldn't be able to force
me to
get
Because it's not about you. It's about people you interact with. And that's the social contract of public health.
We don't even know if the vaccine worked or not at the time.
Yes, that's what the trials are. Dude, that's why these trials. Are you missing data out there?
But let me ask you a question. Are we saying only one type of scientists are right?
No, we're saying that the system in place.
The 16,000 that signed that.
No. The system in place to test vaccines. Yeah. There's an entire system that's in place. That with review boards and all of this,
and the average
that's in place. Now you can say what you can say is, I have a better idea than all these review boards and all these agencies and the CDC. I have a better idea. Here's what you should do, and that would have made everything better. Okay, you can put forth that idea, but what I'm saying is, in a case where you can contaminate someone else, it's not about you. It's about the collective
you're assuming because somebody can take the vaccine won't get COVID, which, by the way, I don't need to play the clips for you to see it, where everybody said, hey, if you get it, you're not going to get, if you take the vaccine, you're not going to get it. Rachel Maddow, Joe Biden, I can give you Fauci, I can give you fit, and you've seen these clips before. It's not like you've never seen it before.
Yeah, what happened,
they were wrong.
Hold on. So the strain evolved.
Oh, the strain. Here's what I have to say before I play those clips that Neil Patrick was talking about. I almost called him Neil Patrick Harris, Patrick Bet David. But he said, oh, but, you know, when experts are wrong, the strain evolved. So here's the most obvious talking point that Shill, DeGrasse-Fed Tyson won't talk about, which is, if you're an expert and you don't have the foresight to see a strain evolving, like as if that's never happened before. Oh, we rolled out a vaccine. We told you it was going to be 100% effective and you weren't going to get it. And then it evolved. But it's not our fault for not knowing it was going to evolve, as if that's like part of your job or something. But, you know, it's like, hey, I told people to stay in their houses for the storm. You know, the storm is coming. The experts told you to stay in your houses. Well, then the storm ended up just like destroying the whole neighborhood and everybody died. It's like, well, it's not our fault that we gave you the wrong advice. We gave you the advice thinking the storm wouldn't evolve to be a bigger storm. We had no idea it was going to. Well, then you're not good at your job, dummy. Here's the clip that Patrick was talking about. And Neil doesn't want to hear this, so I'm sure.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else.
But according to Neil deGrasse Tyson logic, it's okay that the experts were totally wrong when they told you all that stuff, because the strain evolved. And because they didn't know it was going to evolve, that's okay. I guess I should listen to a meteorologist who doesn't know a storm's going to evolve. Oh, just stay in your house. Oh, my house just flooded. I died. Oh, I mean, it's not my fault. I didn't give you bad advice. I just didn't know the storm could evolve. And I didn't know viruses and strains, and, you know, who could have thought, known that they evolved? And I mean, except for, I don't know, the last 100 years of biology, it's not like this is the first one that's ever, is it? Is this the first virus that's ever changed strains and evolved? I don't think so, because I've read about other ones in Scientific American years ago, and they talked about that for other vaccines. They talked about how every year they roll out a new flu vaccine. And I'm not saying coronavirus is the flu for the stupid fact checkers. I'm just saying, we've seen this before, where if you read Scientific American journals about the flu vaccine, they roll out a new one every year and they choose a different one for each hemisphere based on the evolving of the strains. But I guess the dummy experts thought, Well, you know, other viruses and other strains of different sort of things can evolve, but the COVID vaccine, we're just going to roll it out and it's going to be 100% effective and we're going to tell everybody and we're, and it, oh, it evolved. Who would have known? I mean, it's not our fault that we didn't know that. It's your fault for questioning our life. It's like, dude, the system in place, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the system in place is saying that 13-year-old obese kids should get surgery instead of getting a diet and an exercise, as if they're cursed to obesity their whole life and they just need to get surgery. I mean, this is like absolutely nutty world. But I know what happened. It seems like Big Pharma has just captured our country. Speaking of which, that's a perfect intro to my third story, which is mainstream media, everybody's reporting, but and independent media, but Twitter files, Pfizer board member Dr. Scott Gottlieb was flagged tweets questioning the COVID vaccine. Mainly, I believe, reading some of this, you know, Alex Berenson was involved, who got deleted, and he didn't want people questioning. Scott Gottlieb, apparently, according to the emails, didn't want people questioning maybe natural immunity, efficacy, stuff like that. And now Scott Gottlieb's coming out and saying, hey, like Elon and Twitter files, you know, you're putting me at risk because now people are threatening my life. So he's trying to like play the victim. I understand it's never fun to have like emails released or something. I have a shred of sympathy for him, but not that much because I mean, I don't really think he's that great of a person, but whatever. I'm just telling you both sides of the story. With that being said, you know, Scott Gottlieb was the FDA commissioner. So before Donald Trump hired him for the White House, Scott Gottlieb was like, I think he was in and out of government and private sector, I believe he was in the government years ago. And then he was on some GlaxoSmithKline, one of the biggest pharmacy companies in America. He was doing something with GlaxoSmithKline. And then Donald Trump plucked him and put him at the FDA, just like Donald Trump plucked an Eli Lilly lobbyist and put him at the head of the HHS. Donald Trump was not an outsider. All he did was hire pharma people. So Scott Gottlieb was not a Fauci guy or a, you know, Biden guy or an Obama guy. It was a Trump guy. And this guy served at a pharmacy company, then came to the FDA. And then when he left the FDA, he immediately went to Pfizer, independent board of directors. Of course, that's all they do. They just bounce between government and pharmacy companies because pharmacy companies have swallowed our government. But anyway, I guess while he was after the FDA, while he was at Pfizer during the pandemic, he was pressuring Twitter, and I'm sure he has a lot of power and clout, even though he's still not the FDA commissioner. He once was, and even being at the board of directors in Pfizer gives you massive amounts of power. Actually, I don't know what has more power, Pfizer or the government. I'm not sure. That's an interesting question to ask, but that's what the Twitter files have revealed, that former FDA commissioner was pressuring Twitter basically to quash people talking about natural immunity or the efficacy of vaccines. And here's what I'll say to Neil deGrasse and others. I understand everybody's not a doctor. I understand the angle that it could be dangerous if everybody's just telling everybody what to do all the time and they don't really have experience. But I have a little compassion still. I'm a nice guy. But in general, it's like people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Scott Gottlieb. I mean, do these people not know why people are questioning stuff? You have pediatric groups telling 13-year-old obese kids to get surgeries after you just locked them in their house and made them fatter because they couldn't go to school. And now that they're fatter, it's like, here, let's give the kids pills and vaccines. And anybody who disagrees, a conspiracy theory. Our country's getting fatter, 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 fatter. You just want to do pills and surgery. But everybody else is a conspiracy theorist, right? Like Neil deGrasse Tyson can't fathom why people wouldn't trust the experts at this point. Scott Gottlieb was using his position of power to basically pressure Twitter. But, you know, it's the darn conspiracy theorist. Well, if once again, I mean, I might as well just play this clip again. If we would have listened to the experts, I mean, this is what the experts were saying. And Joe Biden and Rochelle Walensky, it's a problem when you have a bunch of Pfizer pharmacy shills working in government, working in private sector, pressuring social media to stop people from saying that the experts are wrong. So if you were to question this early on, I'm sure you would have been a target, or you were a target possibly. I don't know.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Our data from the CDC.
All right, I don't need to play. You get the point. So it's like when they rolled this stuff out, they promised us a false lie based on data. They didn't know it was going to evolve, and then it evolved. But it's not their fault for not knowing it was going to evolve. It's your fault for knowing it was like that. They were full of it. But I'll just wrap it up real quick, and then I'll maybe read a few comments. Keep this video pretty brief. You know, Neil deGrasse Tyson, I used to love him growing up. I guess I kind of fell for his little, like, propaganda, like, oh, I'm the space guy. I'm so cool. Get your vaccines. I'm the space guy. I'm an astrophysicist. Big pharma. The moon. Pluto. Are we going to go to Pluto or not? I don't know. Kids, get your flu vaccines. Mars. What's going on with Mars? I'm the cool guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Go get your big pharma pills, kids. Yeah, I fell for that when I was a kid. I was like, wow, the star guy is so cool. I love space. I want to be an astronaut. But now that I'm older, I see that him and Shil Nye, the Democratic Party spy guy, I'm just kidding. That's parody. His name is Bill Nye, the science guy. But I believe he's a Shil Nye, the propaganda spy guy. But, you know, to each their own. Now I realize that these are just the loser shills they put in front of us to like be like, you love science, right, kids? Go vote for the Democratic Party so you can live your life in a lockdown and vaccine. Oh, yay, I'm a kid. I love science. I love biology. I'm looking at a microscope. Oh, look at the caterpillar. Oh, it's Bill Nye. You know, I get it. I used to love them when I was a kid because, of course, you want to be smart. You want to be edgy. You want to go to the moon. You want to be a fireman. Some people are firemen. That's awesome. But I'm just saying when you're a kid, it's like, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a train conductor. Like I had a moment like that. And I love train conductors, by the way, epic job. I'm just saying I had a moment where I wanted to be like Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson. And now that I grow up, I'm like, wow, they are just political liars and sneaks and like big pharma shills. And, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson has like the biggest ego. I don't even know if I could watch that whole interview of Patrick Bet-David because I used to love Neil. But he's got such an ego and he's such a, can I say douche on my own show? Douche. He's kind of a douchey guy, just like so full of himself, so angry, yells at everybody like he's the expert on big pharma, even though he's an astrophysicist. I'm not saying he can't weigh in on it, but I can too. It's like I feel like I could beat Neil deGrasse Tyson in a debate. I know just as much as Patrick Bet-David does. Like he held his own well because Patrick's a smart guy. Like Neil, you're not a microbiologist who studied, you know, viruses for 50 years. You're an astrophysicist who looks up at the sky. Like that makes you the expert on, you know, vaccines. It's just the same people are just like, you know, roll out the agenda. And he's like, okay, I got a lot of people's trust and support, but his ego and his like anger all the time is just like a huge turnoff. But anyway, you know, I just think the obvious point with that interview is one of two things. Patrick Bet-David did right. He said, remember when they told us that it was going to be 100% effective? And Neil says, well, that's okay because that, you know, just admit you were wrong. I would have respect for these people and I would trust them if they're like, listen, we're wrong. I still think American doctors do great surgeries. I think there's a lot of great doctors. There's a lot of great things about the American system. And there's a lot of not so great things about the American system. So, you know, if somebody came along and was like, hey, there's a lot of great things about the American medical system, but there's a lot of things lacking and slacking, and we did make a mistake. And, you know, the reason you should trust us is because we admit we made the mistake and we won't make it again. How are they going to not make the same mistake again if they won't even admit they made the mistake in the first place? It's like, you know, the laughable, I'm going to say it one more time, the laughable thing about them being like, oh, we were right if the virus didn't evolve, that's like a storm person saying, they would have been right if it didn't rain harder. You know, that's like a basketball player being like, I would have won the game if the game ended at the third quarter, but unfortunately there was a fourth quarter and the team scored more points. Like you lose. It doesn't make you right just because you didn't anticipate the virus evolving or the strains switching. That means you're not good at your job. And the fact that all of these people have such egos that they won't even admit it. It's like, where do you even, you know, I used to think like Princeton and Harvard and Yale, like these people are so smart, right? They're getting an education. These are some of the most brainwashed places in the world. Walk around one of these campuses now, you think you're in like a liberal Twitter hell zone where it's like they're selling Dr. Fauci candles and stuff. Like these people are like, they're it's like their head is so far up their own butt. They think their crap don't stink and they're dumber than like, you know, your average person without a high school degree. I trust people that work actual jobs like plumbers and truckers and I'm not saying you can't have a degree to do that, but like these people are engineers. They solve problems. They do things. I trust these people with common sense more than I trust the average like Yale degree Rochelle Walensky type, because these people are so full of themselves. They have all this indoctrination in their head. They have all these skills, but then they don't have basic common sense and critical thinking skills. So that's why you see that like overeducated people are usually voting for the wrong party that's taking their money, shutting stuff down, and just diluting this country into nothing. So, you know, it's interesting stuff. I still love a lot of doctors, I guess, but the fact that they just can't admit they made a mistake makes them completely untrustworthy. And then you go to my second story, which is that you have this American pediatrics group telling 13-year-old, I can't get over this, 13-year-olds. Guys, you're still young. You could still grow. You don't think there's ever been a fat kid who ended up being skinny? I mean, I know like seven of them, people that were fat. And, you know, I know a kid that was fat in high school. He was like the fattest kid. And now he's a bodybuilder. I'm not even making this up. I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to like say that sort of stuff. But it's like he was the biggest kid I knew. And now he's the strongest, healthiest kid because he changed his mindset and he started working out and exercising. But you have the Associated Press and official, you know, pediatrics groups telling 13-year-olds to get surgery for obesity and 12-year-olds to take medication for obesity. Big Pharma has gone insane. Our medical industry has gone insane. Donald Trump hired a bunch of pharmacy lobbyists, and I'm guessing Joe Biden rolled that ball. So if the left doesn't wake up from their hate of Donald Trump and the right doesn't wake up from their obsession of Donald Trump, nothing's going to get done in this category because Donald Trump is one of the biggest pharmacy shills I've ever seen. His FDA guy, Scott Gottlieb, was a big pharma guy. His HHS hire, Alex Azar, was a big pharma guy. He ran around the country selling the vaccine harder than Bill Gates, and Republicans are still brainwashed into wanting this guy back when this is like the number one issue, or at least the number two issue. If you can't solve the big pharma problem, you're never going to solve the big agriculture problem because they're one and the same now. Bayer merged with Monsanto. Big pharma is the same thing as big agriculture. They run the health industry. They control the doctors now, essentially, through all of this stuff. Our country is a mess right now. I mean, they're telling 13-year-old chubby kids to get surgery instead of telling them to diet and exercise. This, to me, I can't get over this stuff. I'm not going to get over this stuff. And I pray that some of my reporting, or at least other people's, you know, a group effort, really makes something happen with this, because, you know, neither side of politics cares about this stuff. And I just want to just repeat this, not to shame people for voting this way or liking this person more than this. It's all a show. A lot of these people are controlled by the same lobbyists, the same industries, and they want you. I would even go as far as saying it's like, if you love the right-wing guy selling the vaccines, there's certain industries that don't care. You think Scott Gottlieb cares if you vote for Donald Trump? Of course not, because Trump hired him. Trump hired a bunch of Pfizer guys and a bunch of GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and Eli Lilly guys. So Big Pharma doesn't really care that much. I mean, I'm sure they dislike Republicans more than Democrats because Republicans don't want to mandate it, but that's only one part of the equation. It's like, even when you win, you lose. So I pray the voting base wakes up and really comes to their senses and says, hey, this is my preference of voting. I'm not going to change my preference, but I got to acknowledge the fact that this train I'm on isn't going anywhere, and it's never going to go anywhere until we stand up to our leaders. Someone mentioned, I forgot about this, I was going to mention it, but Diamond from Diamond and Silk passed away. Rest in peace, Diamond from Diamond and Silk. Really, really sad. I just want to say, I believe I met Diamond and Silk one time. They were super nice. They were some of the biggest stars, I think, that came out of 2016, 2017. Two sisters who, you know, had a very funny, common sense way of just talking about stuff and, you know, basically just ranted. And that's, you know, really what a lot of us did. We were just citizens and saw what we didn't like. And, you know, I didn't plan to be a news analyst. This is not what I wanted to do growing up or anything. I did like advertising, but news was not my thing. I don't like politics, but I just got so fed up that I wanted to say something. And I believe that Diamond and Silk, you know, that's exactly what they did. And they became just superstars because their rant and their mindset of, you know, how they saw the world as conservative women was really striking a chord with people. And the fact that they were just, very loose with it. They didn't act like suit and tie. They just kind of shot the shit, excuse my language, just like they would in their own, I guess, living room. And yeah, it's super sad that she passed. I want to say this too. It's also sad, and I see it from both sides, and I think, you know, both sides play a part in it, but whenever anybody dies now, you got to understand everybody's going to wonder if they were vaccinated. I'm not saying it should be that way, but I already saw, I believe it was Media Matters and some other left-wing groups, they were already smearing her on her deathbed because she was anti-vax, they said, you know, and she was like talking about Bill Gates and vaccines. So they're already basically trying to push the narrative that Diamond died because she wasn't vaccinated. You know, a lot of people on the right, not as many because she's conservative, so they're showing her more respect. But I saw a lot of people in the comments also saying they thought she was vaccinated. And you know, it's like, it is what it is. I understand why people do it, because if someone drops dead of a heart thing and, you know, they see that trend and they want to pry into it. I saw one meme yesterday that said, like, you know, it had two people, and you know, a year ago it was actually the Democrats that were asking everybody, and the left wingers, they were asking everybody, are you vaccinated? Are you vaccinated? You couldn't get into a store if you weren't vaccinated. You couldn't get into a cruise if you were vaccinated. If you weren't vaccinated, you couldn't get into a concert. You couldn't go to New York City or Los Angeles. So for like 2 years, it was the left wing asking the right wing, are you vaccinated? 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 And they're basically trying to kick you out of society. And once the mandates fell down and people think that athletes have been dropping dead more, now it actually flipped. And now it's the conservatives asking, are you vaccinated? Are you vaccinated? And now the left wingers are like, oh, you know, it's not none of your business. Don't ask. And it's like, I can't help but see the irony of, like, I'm not saying it's good to do that, you know, because obviously it's sad when people die and people do that. And it's just in general, it's like intrusive. But the same people that were being intrusive for 2 years, now they're throwing their hands up and saying, don't ask me about my vaccination status. I mean, that's not why I passed out. I'm sure it isn't, but I can't help but notice that the tables have turned on that thing. And, you know, it's sad that that's like what's happening for Diamond's death. But it's hard for me, like, when this is just my personal view on it, is like a lot of right wingers are like, how dare you, you know, ask her about the vaccine, just leave her alone and remember her death. And it's like, I agree, but also, like, would you do the same if a left winger dropped dead and you knew that they were vaccinated? Like, you know, I'm not going to say both sides are hypocrites, but I'm just going to say that, like, unfortunately, that's the way things are now. You know, the right wing wants to speculate on that. The left wing wants to dunk on you if you weren't. And everybody wants to know now, if you die from something that seems unusual, if you were. I'm not saying it's right. It is absolutely sad when it's someone you like, but when someone left-wing dies, everybody left-wing says, I miss them, and, you know, don't ask about their vaccination status. And then the right-wing pries into it. And then when someone right-wing dies, the right-wing says, oh, let's not talk about it for the most part. And then the left-wing wants to talk about it. So I see it from both sides, that both sides kind of do it when it's politically convenient. It is absolutely sad. On one hand, I think that it shouldn't be that way. On another hand, I do understand why people do it, because this whole big pharma operation warp speed, roll out these mRNA shots, mandate them, tell people they're 100% effective, say the evolved strain, the booster, you know, this is kind of crazy. So it's like, you know, you want to be compassionate and show love, but at the same time, a lot of people do want justice for what they perceive as, you know, basically some sort of pharma scandal. So, you know, it's unfortunate that that's happening all the time, but it is what it is at this point. I have to say, just again, you know, rest in peace, Diamond, and God bless Silk. I think, you know, they made a massive impact, had huge success. And one other angle of it I thought was kind of odd. I don't know if Trump knows something or not about what happened, but maybe I should read it so I don't butcher the quote. He said something along the lines of, like, maybe she died because her heart was so big or something, or like her heart failed because it was so big. Let me just read it real quick, because Trump, at least for me, broke the news on Diamond, and I thought his message was weird. I mean, I'm not knocking him for it. It just, like, he said, really bad news for Republicans and frankly all Americans. Our beautiful Diamond, a Diamond of Silk, has just passed away from her home in the state she loved so much, North Carolina. Silk was with her all the way, and her passing, there was no better team anywhere at any time. Diamond's death was totally unexpected. Probably her big and precious heart, in all capitals, just plain gave out. Rest in peace, our magnificent Diamond. You'll be greatly missed. So he said, probably her big and precious heart just gave out. And he put hearts in all capitals. I understand he's saying she had a big heart, but this is what I'm wondering, is like, he said her heart gave out. So, I mean, is that how she passed? And I don't want to over pry. I know this information will come out when the time is, but like, did her heart give out and Trump just knows she had like heart failure or something? if that's the case, then it is what it is. I mean, but if she didn't, like if it comes out she died from something else and Trump's just like, she had such a big heart, her heart failed, and then she didn't have heart failure. It's like, I don't know. It's my guess is that he knows that that's how she died, or else he wouldn't say that. But I am personally just interested, because like if she didn't die from heart failure, but Trump says she did, maybe he was just trying to say she had a big heart. I don't know. It just came off a little weird to me, but I will, see what happens in the next few days. And hopefully people stop passing earlier than they should, because it's not good. Appreciate you guys. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. God bless the world. I just want to say a few things real quick before I leave. So just a few links. If you ever wonder where all my links are, I have a website. It's dreamrarelinks.com. My Instagram is dreamrare, DREAMRARE. So dreamrarelinks.com has my Facebook page, my YouTube page, my BitChute page, my Rumble page. I got to take my TikTok page off because I got banned from TikTok. Screw you guys. I have not you, but the TikTok, you know, they kicked me off, whatever. My email list, my Patreon. And I just want to say a few things real quick, just some thank yous. Thank you to everybody on Facebook who watches, shares, comments, and also subscribes on Facebook. That's much appreciated. Thank you to everybody on Patreon, patreon.com/raretalk, R-A-R-E-T-A-L-K, Rare Talk, patreon.com/raretalk. That really helps a lot. Same with the Facebook subscriptions. And every time I do a monthly, or at least I try to do a monthly secret podcast, I now share the private link to Facebook. I did that last month. And then there's like five of them on Patreon. So if you want some extra episodes, some secret stuff, some conversations that I have with some friends that are a little looser, you can get that on patreon.com/raretalk. Dreamrare.com, we have signed hats if anybody wants them. We have regular hats. We have beanies. One thing I'm trying to work on this year for dreamrare.com is I'm trying to get some new products. I found some great people. I'm not going to say what products yet. It's been a long back and forth, but I really want to grow that out and sell some stuff that I believe in, made in America stuff, but also other sort of products. I don't want to say yet, but I'm getting closer and closer to that. My book, a lot of people are asking about. It's close to done too. Yesterday, I recorded a song. I'm still doing music as well. So my studio's, you can't even see it. I just built a whole microphone. I got a new microphone for podcasting. So I'm always doing like a million things. So I appreciate everybody supporting. And because of your help and support, whether it's watching, sharing, supporting on Patreon or Facebook, I'm able to do it independently. I don't have any editors or anything. And, you know, maybe that'll change. And same with sponsors. I very rarely ever sponsor anything. But that might change because, you know, there's a lot of money in it. So I just got to find a sponsor I actually like, because I'd rather not make the money if I don't like the product. And I'm not just going to sell anything. I'm not trying to knock other influencers, but like one of the funniest things I see is like people are selling like hair plugs. Like, you know, if you use a hair plug, you know, that's fine. I mean, somebody wears hair plugs. I'm not saying it's like you shouldn't sell it, but you got a bunch of these influencers with like a full set of hair. I can't be that person. I'm not going to be like selling hair plugs and stuff. But I was listening to Tim Dillon. I love Tim Dillon, but it's like, you know, I'm like, damn, bro. I think he makes 200 grand a month on his Patreon page. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm not mad. He's funny, but he makes 200 grand on his Patreon page, and he's still out here selling hair plugs and stuff. If you guys supported me to that tune, I'm not asking for it, but if I made 200 grand on Patreon, I would make a pledge to not even take sponsors, because it's like, dude, that's like millions of dollars a year just from Patreon. But you know, I'm not at that level right now. So I might be taking sponsors because enough people support, but I'm not at that level or anything where I could just like completely eliminate the idea. Thank you guys for watching. God bless you. Let me know what you think. And I'm going to try to watch more of the Patrick Bet David, Neil deGrasse Tyson interview. It's just difficult because Neil is so like arrogant. I really think like his energy, he just shuts you down where he's like, no, I'm an astrophysicist. I'll tell you about Big Pharma. It's like, dude, I don't know if I could take 5 minutes of that. It's just going to annoy me. I'd rather like go to the gym or something. But appreciate you guys. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. And dreamrarelinks.com has all my stuff. And my free email list is stayintouchwithme.com. Thank you to everybody signing up to that. I owe you guys an email. Appreciate it.